listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Don't just watch the draft, play the draft. Join me in the Play the Draft contest with the Cleveland Browns. It's a fun, free fantasy game for the NFL draft. Find undervalued prospects for your chance to win prizes, including lunch and a tour here at the Cleveland Browns training facility in Berea. Sign up now at clevelandbrowns.com. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, bringing in our producer, Jason Gibbs. It's Wednesday. That means it's Mailbag Wednesday.
Oh, it sounds risque.
Bring it in. Yeah, well, only for you, Gibbs. We never know it'll show up in your inbox.
Sorry. Well played. I hate you both. This one from JJ. What about Wisniewski at center? Cheap Alex Mack insurance looking for about $4 million a year.
I don't think you need to pay $4 million a year for cheap insurance there. I think you draft somebody in the middle rounds of this draft. That's where most of the centers are graded out. And like I said, if you do go an offensive lineman early in this draft, to me at 19, it's Cameron Irving out of Florida State who can play center, can be the replacement next year if Alex Mack decides to leave at the end of that season. I think that's the way you go. I don't think you need to pay $4 million for a guy that's in an absolute emergency contingency plan.
I don't either. And I think that, you know, Andrew Gribble, who, you know, I got to spend a lot of time with last week doing the show, said that there's value in the third round at the center position, you know, to stay young and also to have a viable backup, you know, to accumulate simply because we have the 10 picks to use.
Gibbs, I have a question for you for the Browns Daily account. Why did you tweet out the Entourage movie trailer?
Boy, how can you not be excited?
I am excited.
I am very fired up. I don't care if I'm tweeting out from the Browns Daily Twitter.
Did you mean to, or did you?
I totally meant to.
Oh, you totally meant to. I didn't know if you thought you were still logged
into
yours.
No. Like, you know, periodically I'll come across something that's cool, and I'll tweet it out that's non-Browns related. Of course, you know, nothing risque.
Are you, like,
nothing
kind of using your personality to tweet that out?
What's that?
Are you using your own personality to tweet that out?
I am. That could involve me being in meetings later today.
I was going to say. I think Entourage is on brand.
Oh, yes. I love Entourage, man. Very fired up for the movie.
Johnny Manziel would have been on Entourage if Entourage was still going.
Oh, no doubt.
For sure.
Entourage was the one show during my playing career that I did not miss.
Okay. Wow.
That was your number one.
Yes. The one show. What was it? Sunday nights at 10?
Yeah. Yeah, and it was only like a half hour, wasn't it? Or was it an hour?
An hour, but... Yeah, it was an hour.
I can't remember.
No, it might have been a half hour.
I think it was only a half hour.
It was like the best 25 minutes or 27 minutes because it's HBO, so therefore there's no commercials. So it was a 27-minute show.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Because I was always like, God, why is this not
an hour? It's a great show. It wasn't even the best show on HBO in its day.
Not at the time, no. I mean, there were so many great shows.
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Sopranos?
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Curb Your Enthusiasm. Never watched it.
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
We've had this conversation before.
It's the greatest comedy of all time, Will.
Whoa, now you're wrong.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
What did I do wrong? What's
Seinfeld.
Wrong? It's better. It's a better Seinfeld.
No, it's not.
Because Larry David is better than any of the characters actually on Seinfeld.
You're wrong.
I am not wrong. There is no. Okay, first of all, you got LD, who's phenomenal. Then as the show went on, first of all, and Jeff Garland was great. And his wife was great, who would always have the phallus mouth. And you had Wanda Sykes on there. And then, though, as the show got on, Super Dave Osborne, as Marty Funkhauser, became one of the great characters in television history on that show.
I do love Super Dave Osborne.
Not to mention Leon Black.
I'm not disputing that it's a phenomenal show.
It's better than Seinfeld.
No, it's not.
If you like – oh, come on. I don't even think it's close. I don't think it's close.
I think you're wrong.
I think if you put – if you were to ask me, and maybe we could do this one day in the off season, if you were to ask me to go,
we got plenty of time.
My top 10 Seinfeld episodes versus my top 10 Curb episodes of all time, Curb crushes that.
Oh, God.
Dude, the baptism, the black swan, the carpool lane.
The carpool lane.
You remember the carpool lane?
The carpool lane might be one of the top five.
Where he picked up a lady of the night so that he could get into the carpool
lane. I have
no
idea what you guys are talking
about. And bypassed. I'm telling you right now, listen, and you'll understand.
He wanted to go making a living while you guys are watching television.
He wanted to go to a Dodgers game, and there was tons of traffic. So he picks up a lady of the night so that she can just sit in his car,
yes.
And he can use the carpool lane to bypass the traffic and get to the Dodgers game.
It's awesome.
Time. And then she starts to get a little bit lippy with him, and they have some back and forths, and it becomes very, very funny.
Does he throw her out on the freeway?
He does not throw her out on the freeway.
No,
he ends up taking her to the game.
Yeah, that is one of the better
episodes.
One of the best episodes.
And that, first of all, phenomenal. Second of all, that episode got somebody out of a murder conviction because he was seen in a crowd shot with Larry David. That was the alibi.
That.
So that happened with it as well. And then I flew to L.A. in the seat next to the lady who played the lady of the night in that particular episode. And we talked about it the whole way there and said it's the most fun she's ever had in TV.
That's great.
It is the best.
Still not better than Seinfeld.
Oh, man. Come on.
No, you know what?
Funkhauser?
Wilhelm, have you seen Seinfeld at least?
Yes, absolutely. Love George. Love Jerry. Love
George.
Kramer.
Okay, George is
George
Jason
was
Alexander
to, yeah.
pretending to be Larry David.
Correct.
And let me assure you when I tell you that Larry David is an infinitely better Larry David than Jason
look at
Alexander.
Larry, David. Larry David's just ugly.
What?
Yeah.
Alyssa had the same complaint about it.
He's ugly.
It's tough to deal with, and he gets it very awkward. Palestinian chicken, Gibbs?
Palestinian chicken is funny.
No soup for you!
Come
what about
on.
The soup Nazi episode?
Exactly.
The car. Oh, we got somebody right now at Paul Sable says, the car periscope? We invented a car periscope so you could see over traffic.
Yeah, Google does that now.
Unbelievable. It is.
I'm not saying
I mean, curb your enthusiasm. You are so, like, the fact that you haven't even taken... Do you watch Game of Thrones?
No.
Dude, you are... What is wrong with you? Who are you?
I don't watch television.
I bet they
were
not.
It was hard for me to even watch the tournament. It's not TV. It's HBO.
I couldn't stand watching more than 5 minutes of a tournament game unless it was the last 5 minutes and as a team that I had picked to win.
What do you do?
Dude, I have kids.
Yeah, so do I.
Two young kids.
All right.
Yeah.
I play Wii U. I know.
From Firestone, Alan Firestone. I'm with Nathan. Curb Your Enthusiasm was better than Seinfeld, except for the episode that Rachel Sweet was in. Bobby Carto says the Foul-Mouthed Chef was an epic Curb Your Enthusiasm, but still said hashtag Seinfeld is better.
My brother
Shout
just texted me
Bobby
Beef
Carto.
Areno, Handicap you, Parking, and Marble Rye. What does that mean?
Those are a bunch of episodes.
Oh, come on.
Come on,
Wilhelm.
The contest?
Dude, mind you, both of you, loud and clear, and everybody listening. I've been hit in my head my entire life, okay? It's hard for me to remember what happened last week, let alone an episode of Seinfeld I watched
Wilhelm.
In the 90s.
Wilhelm, don't say that. That makes us sad.
Okay. Envelope licking?
Janitors make excuses.
Envelope licking? That's when George's fiance dies.
I remember that one. I remember that one from
licking
the glue.
The poison glue.
I
that's great.
That
but
was funny.
Okay, so you have to understand, though.
What about
everything
master?
That you're
what
liking
about master
every...
of your domain?
What about the fact that on Curb Your Enthusiasm you had the Seinfeld reunion? You have it all.
I'm not saying it's not a great show.
Seinfeld came back on Curb Your Enthusiasm. That's where it made its return. Interesting. Always Sunny, I've heard that, is easily the best. Come on. That's
have
what
you
Tim
seen
Randall
Always
says.
Sunny?
No, and I've
oh
heard that it's really
God,
good.
Oh, my God, it's awesome.
I've heard it's really good.
Love it. I love It's Always
it's
Sunny.
Danny DeVito, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Casey Kulis.
Never seen it.
Tim Nade, a couple other guys. Huge diehard Always Sunny fans. Great show.
Travis Wilson chimes in with the best one. Best Curb Your Enthusiasm episode, My Beloved Aunt. Enough said. What about Wandering Bear? I mean, there are so many. It is unbelievable.
You guys are speaking another language right now.
It's go home.
Yeah. You know,
go
no
home.
Way.
Do you
no.
have HBO?
Yes.
So you have
homework,
HBO Go.
Friend.
Yes.
So you have every Curb Your Enthusiasm episode at
you
your fingertips.
You couldn't pay me to do
on
that. You couldn't pay
You're
me.
You're out of your mind.
You couldn't pay me.
Why?
You're out of
actually,
mind.
If you pay me, I will watch it.
And how about the career coach chiming in and said, I'm going with Curb. At least they had minorities on the Curb. LOL. Yes. The Black family.
Dude.
That was literally their last name.
What about
name.
The Soup Nazi?
What about the Soup Nazi?
What about the Indian guy? In
Ohio Abruzzi does not agree with me. Says, you are wrong. Seinfeld much better. Not even close.
Thank you.
Cleve T.A. chimes in. Says, Larry F. and David. Leon is the funniest character in the history of TV. I liked it. And another one. Uncaged 216 says, healthy. He could be a nice target. But the Curb Your Enthusiasm, way better. Love using the cut and chat. That's from Curb Your Enthusiasm. Curb Your Enthusiasm is superior. I'm sorry. Seinfeld was good.
I've got an armor. What's
Seinfeld
armor?
Was
Seinfeld
more than good.
Seinfeld was great. But Seinfeld was the brainchild of Larry David, and it's like saying, like, okay, you could have something that, you know, I'm going to make you, you know, I'm putting my name, Larry David's putting his name on it, it's kind of his brainchild, but it's not the full expression and the expression that you can have on an HBO versus television. And I would also argue that Curb Your Enthusiasm went out on a way higher. I thought the Seinfeld finale fell flat.
It was not a good episode.
That's big. That's a big. That's the last. It's a what have you done for me lately leak. And frankly, I would rather watch anything. Who's redeeming from Seinfeld? George is awful, and Larry David's a way better George. Jerry's not that redeeming. Elaine's pretty okay, and then Kramer's obviously the best. Kramer is the best character from Seinfeld.
How is George not redeeming?
George is awful, and I can't just stand Jason Alexander.
Hey, Fontana texted me, Babu, the Indian guy. He's the one that Jerry converted. Like, they were serving – he was serving his native food, and he got him to switch to, like, spaghetti and
Poppy's a little sloppy. Yeah. They're both phenomenal shows, but really what it comes down to is the fact that they are both born out of the genius of one Larry David.
He's a better creative genius than he is an actor.
He's an unbelievable actor. Never, How dare you? You haven't even seen
him.
How
would I even know? I wouldn't even
How
see him.
How dare you?
You're right.
I am taking nothing away from Larry David. I'm just saying that Seinfeld was better.
I think you are – I mean, I challenge you. I challenge you to go back and watch Curb from episode one through the last episode and tell me that you are not a part of history.
I think I'm
going to
upload him
gold.
On my phone. I'm going to watch him on the plane next week.
It's the best. Absolutely.
My brother just texted me, no sex contest.
Yes, the master of your domain.
That's the best one, master of your domain. Okay. I'm out. well, speaking of all this
all
stuff.
All right, we got a break.
Billy Wynn is supposed to be with us. I don't know where he is.
Go,
we're going to have to track down Buck
him.
Wild.
He's in there.
All right, we're going to find him. Billy Wynn, hour number two. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Curb Your Enthusiasm. Give me some Curb theme music for our next comeback.